Hello, and welcome to SearchContentManagement.com. I'm Lauren Horwitz, Executive Editor in the Business Applications and Architecture Group. And today, I have the great pleasure to welcome back a frequent contributor to the site and a SharePoint and BI expert, and that is Scott Robinson. So welcome, Scott.
Well, it's great to be back, Lauren.
It's great to have you here. And we're gonna talk about a bunch of things today, but for starters, let's start out by talking about SharePoint 2016, on-prem, SharePoint Online, or the cloud-based version of SharePoint, and Office 365. Microsoft has made a series of changes over the course of the year, and 2016 will be out before we know it. So I'm eager to talk to you about where you think SharePoint 2016 is headed, what you think some of the positives are, and maybe some of the gaps.
Well, as you know, we have just been following this with great interest. You and I have talked about it, and there's just buzz everywhere about exactly what 2016 was going to be. We're approaching the beta on that. It's going to be a very, very interesting time in the evolution of SharePoint. Now, as you remember, when we were talking about SharePoint 2013, 2 and 3 years ago, in the conversations we'd have, we would talk about how Microsoft would make big promises about what was going to happen in SharePoint Online, but it was never in line with all the progress being made in the 2013 on-premises version. And as new functionality was added to 2013, it would just lag terribly in getting migrated into the cloud. And as we approach 2016, knowing that there are going to be some major changes in the entire paradigm of SharePoint, it was interesting to see what direction they would go. Now, the key point in the evolution of SharePoint 2016 on-premises is now the tail is wagging the dog. Instead of a sophisticated 2013 on-prem and a lagging behind SharePoint Online, at this point, SharePoint Online is driving on-prem, and that's really fascinating. The SharePoint 2016 we're going to see is essentially the same thing we're seeing in the cloud, functionality-wise, and now they're giving it to us to deploy in our farms on the ground. So basically, we're creating our own SharePoint Online on-premises. Now, that's an amazing thing for them to do. On the one hand, it's extremely economical, and it strips away a lot of confusion. So you got to give them points for that. On the other hand, it locks them in to certain design directions that may or may not be good in the long run. The bottom line is that from the standpoint of the Microsoft product stack, it's a great decision if you're committed to Microsoft. On the other hand, SharePoint going forward with this new online driving on-prem paradigm, it's not so great if SharePoint was intended in your particular deployment to be integrated with other non-Microsoft products. So it's going to be a mixed bag, but man, is it going to be interesting.
And let me ask you this, because you know, as you mentioned, this is a shift from 2013, where the new stuff's really happening in the cloud now. But what does this mean for customers that are still largely on premises, which is many Microsoft customers?
Well, that's an interesting question too. I think what it means is they're going to have to get used to a lot more change happening a lot faster than they've ever had to deal with before in the SharePoint world. Now, as you and I have noted in our previous conversations, there's a lot of hybrid stuff going on out there where people have an on-prem and then they did a SharePoint Online, and they kind of balance between the two depending on, you know, what today's job is. And that has worked for so many customers that Microsoft has even made it a thing. They're even pushing that hybrid model now. Well, the thing is that if you're having to adapt strictly on-prem and now suddenly you have this completely new SharePoint dumped on top of you, and you're not used to SharePoint Online, that's going to be a major transition. You're going to have to get used to a completely different look and feel. You're going to have to get used to a different array of features. You're going to find some things that you've been used to are going to go away, and the new stuff that might be good for your organization, you're going to have to get used to it awfully quickly and integrate it awfully quickly. So it's going to be a big, big transition for the strictly on-prem folks.
Right. So now let's talk about another service in Office 365 that came out with a lot of fanfare and has, you know, gotten a lot of attention, which is OneDrive. But it's a little bit of a mixed bag, as you mentioned, in the context of SharePoint.
Yes.
Where is adoption on, and I assume we're talking OneDrive for business
Yes, OneDrive for Business.
OneDrive for Business. So this kind of cloud file sharing service is supposed to be a great kind of counterpoint to SharePoint. What do you see as some of the drawbacks that have led to kind of shaky adoption? What's going on here?
Well, I think that one problem with OneDrive for Business is that it's trying to be too many things. It's out there directly competing with Dropbox and Google Drive and all these other cloud-based storage paradigms, but OneDrive for Business really shouldn't be competing in that market. It is, because Microsoft is horrible at promoting things and horrible at marketing things, and that's just where we are. But the truth is that OneDrive should have been leveraged and should still be leveraged as basically an augmentation of the entire expanding O365 platform. Now, they're finally getting around to that, but they're trying to do it having already tainted everyone's idea of what OneDrive should be. The biggest drawbacks in OneDrive are that it continues the old file storage paradigm that all these other products are also continuing. Now, Microsoft, when it first came out with SharePoint, began to rebuild the business world's idea of how to manage content well. And SharePoint has made stride after stride in that area. OneDrive for Business is positioned to do the same thing, but that's not what's happening. We're basically doing new storage the old way. And now we're doing it cheaply and we're doing it efficiently, and we have that wonderful trick that cloud storage can do of making content available on all your devices at once. That's a great thing. It's especially great in the enterprise. But it's perpetuating bad habits, and it's perpetuating bad habits because it was given a poor launch, and people don't understand the real content management features of OneDrive, and I think that's a big drawback.
Okay, so now let's talk about something else that we've covered on the site and that I think we'll kind of loop back to where we started. In terms of deprecated functionality, what in the future, what can we expect from features like public-facing websites, which Microsoft decided to deprecate in the, I believe, on-premises version in 2013, is that right?
Yes, exactly right. Well, that and customization are two things that they have not handled very well. Now, the problem is that Microsoft is trying to be more focused on their cloud products, and I think that's a great thing. They want to pour their money into, you know, developing there, and that's wise because they have so far to go and they have so many things to offer in the long run. The problem is that they're handing off SharePoint functionality to their certified partners, you know, the certified gold partners who are basically third-party providers who do wonderful work and create wonderful utilities that really work beautifully with the platform. But in terms of public-facing, if we want public-facing moving forward, the day is soon coming when we are going to have to go to a third-party provider to create public-facing sites on top of SharePoint. Now, it's not a bad thing except for that it costs too much. We have to pay for SharePoint, and we have to pay for the third party. It's also true that we've taken some hits in the area of customization and platforming applications in SharePoint. And the problem that we're having there is basically that we only have one model to work with, and that's the new app model, which is basically CSOM. CSOM stands for Client-Side Object Model. And without getting too technical, it means that you're leveraging all the .NET functionality that Microsoft wants to bother to support. We don't have the sandbox model anymore where we can pretty much do whatever we please in an app in SharePoint. We have to do it Microsoft's way. Now, they've been very bad about that for 20 years. They make us do things their way. Well, not such a good thing. It's something we have to live with. And now that SharePoint on-prem is going to look pretty much like SharePoint online, there's no place else to go. It's going to be the app model from here on out.
Well, I know that we're going to be covering SharePoint 2016 and SharePoint Online and Office 365 quite a bit as the year progresses. So I look forward to talking about this with you further, Scott.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It's going to be a big year.
Yeah, a lot of change this year. So many thanks for walking us through some of the Office 365 issues. And for more on SharePoint and Office 365, you can always check out searchcontentmanagement.com. And until next time, I'm Lauren Horwitz.